Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale is high. Have the big German making breakfast on the Traegers already. We got a sandwich showdown. It's the Po' Boys versus French Dip. Yes, the Elite Eight, as we head to one dining moment on Friday. Come on in, stay a while. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock or listening on our radio affiliates around the country, over 400 cities carrying the program. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio. The great Charles Barkley will join us in about 15 minutes from now. And we hope to hear from Adam Sandler. Sandman is in London. He's shooting a movie with George Clooney, name dropper. And we're hoping to have him on in the final hour of the show. But if not, then we'll have him on perhaps on Thursday, and we will clear up the Happy Gilmore 2. Or if there's another name attached to this, I've yet to see a script. I have not cleared my schedule this summer to begin shooting Happy Gilmore 2. But we'll see if Sandman will give us some information there. Iowa LSU draws a record 12.3 million viewers, best ever by far. At one point, went all the way up to 16 million people were watching that matchup. And the big question, I think, is how does college basketball build off of this? How does the WNBA build off of this? The WNBA has a lot of pressure now because Caitlin Clark is going to go to the Indiana Fever, not exactly a media capital of the world. But you're going to be there in over a month and then take a break where she's probably going to be playing for Team USA at the Olympics. How does the WNBA capitalize on this? And can college basketball, women's college basketball, continue this momentum? You have basketball coming up on Friday, and I already have the odds here of, depending on who gets into the title game for the men's Final Four, the possible NCAA title odds. Let's say Purdue advances, Connecticut advances. What would the line be according to DraftKings? Guys, want to take a guess? What would, let's say Connecticut, they would be favored. They'd be favored by how many over Purdue? Ton?
I'm going to say 6.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
I'm going to go up to 8.5.
All right. Paulie?
9.5.
So, Marvin, UConn apologist.
13.5.
UConn by 5.5. If UConn plays NC State, what would the point spread be? Marvin?
13.5.
All right. Paulie?
I stick with 9.5.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
What did I say before? 8.5.
Todd?
10.5.
14.5. That's if NC State advances and UConn advances. If Alabama advances, they would be 4.5-point favorites against NC State. And so just the possible matchups there if those teams advance. But Connecticut, we assume, will. And will they be playing Purdue or NC State? All right, we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. And watch some NBA last night. Victor Wembanyama, if you don't get him now, you're not going to get him. He is spectacular. Now, he went against the Joker last night. And Joker put up some great points. You know, he had 42. He had 16 rebounds, 6 assists. But as far as style points, Victor Wembanyama had 23, 15, 8 assists, 9 blocks. The last player who put up those kind of numbers, Chris Webber, back in 1999.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by the great folks at TireRack.com, the official tire expert of this program. Try the Tire Decision Guide, full lineup of Hankook tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Once again, we say good morning, watching on Peacock. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Yes, Paul?
Wembanyama's stats by month are going up rapidly. Like, if you go back to October, November, he averaged about 18 points a game and just under 10 rebounds. In March, he averaged 23 a game, 12 rebounds, and 4 blocks. His minutes are up. His percentages are up. He's taking more shots. He's hitting more shots. It's going rapidly in the right direction.
Well, the team isn't, but he is. And that's what I kept saying all year long. Can you get a legitimate point guard for him? And, you know, Greg Popovich is one of the greatest coaches of all time. It doesn't seem like he falls under any real criticism. If this is Bill Belichick, you know, they want to run him out of town. But Greg Popovich has got this incredible talent there. And I don't know if it was one of those, let me wait and see what we have and then we can build around it. Maybe that's the case because you're going to have another high draft pick again. But you watch Wembanyama, and he went toe-to-toe with the Joker last night. And, you know, there was one scoop shot left-handed that he did that, I mean, nobody attempts that, let alone makes it. Then he goes to the other end and he blocks Joker. He's a lot of fun to watch. And when he figures out how to play the game, spacing, you get a legitimate point guard to get him the ball, you know, he's going to be, you know, one of those 25, 15, and 5 blocks a night. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, like that's, I wonder if that's what Pop is doing, is taking a year to say, so we essentially have a 7'4 forward who plays like a point guard. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this works first and then surround him with a bunch of people.
Well, they certainly know how good he is now, and there's no excuses for next year.
And kind of under the radar still. He doesn't get a lot of attention, all things considered.
Yeah, because we get caught up and, you know, the networks keep bringing you the Celtics, the Warriors, the Lakers. Joel Embiid came back. You know, he's in San Antonio. They're not a good team, but he's a really good player and fun to watch. But, you know, you still go back to he's got all this talent, and then you watch Joker, who moves slowly, methodically, but somehow, some way going against Victor Wembanyama, who's 7'4", and can run the floor and is far more athletic, Joker still puts up 42. I'm wondering if Luka somehow steals the MVP. Luka had another big game last night. Now, they did lose to Golden State, but he has at least 20 triple-doubles. And, you know, so you got Luka, Jokic, and Sabonis each have at least 20 triple-doubles. First time that's happened in 40 years. And
Stat of the day. Here comes that.
What?
Stat of the day.
So the Warriors beat Dallas last night. Mavericks had a 7-game winning streak. Luka went for 30, 12, and 11. So he's had 20 triple-doubles this season. He's averaging 34, 9, and almost 10 assists per game. The highest combined points, rebounds, and assists by any qualifier since 1971, when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar averaged 34.8, 16.6 rebounds, 4.6 assists per game. So these are big numbers that he's putting up. And the writers always love a new story and Luka winning the MVP. I don't know if they might be going, they got to fill out their ballot going, okay, we got to give it to Joker. Because it almost felt that way last year, then he won the title. But with Luka, man, Luka's putting up numbers that can't be denied. And I think he's got the second best odds. It feels like it's Joker and then it's Luka here for the MVP. It's a two-man race. But I wonder if Luka somehow steals this. All right, Seton, poll question. What do you have for me?
Well, we have a monster championship game coming up Thursday.
Okay.
So I know you're excited about that. It's a true battle of titans for all the marbles.
Okay.
Who you got, the Pirates of Seton Hall or the Indiana State Sycamores? The NIT is wrapping up, Dan.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I watched a little bit of that last night.
Yeah, that's right. The NIT is happening.
I just love the nicknames for Indiana State's big man. They've called him Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Kareem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a white guy.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, he's a white guy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Kareem. And then here was another one, Milk Chamberlain. Robbie Avila.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Larry Blurd is ever very popular.
Larry Blurd is pretty good, too.
Everyone likes that.
He's a lot of fun to watch. It's one of those, I wish they would have made the tournament, but then they would already be out of the tournament, probably. Maybe they would have been a one and done. So now you get a little bit more run. Basketball last night, I did watch the McDonald's All-American game, and Ron Harper's son is going to Rutgers, and he can play. He's not going to be at Rutgers very long.
Rutgers.
Yes. Yes. Dylan Harper is going to Rutgers. He can play. He won't be there too long. Cooper Flagg going to Duke, and he checks the boxes of all the things you want at Duke. Yep, that check. Yep, that check. That check. Yeah, he's our guy. Get ready to be a villain, Coop. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, Dylan Harper. Either he's only going to be at Rutgers for 1 year. Either he's going to the NBA or he's going to the transfer portal. He ain't staying there very long.
Thank you, Marvin. Yes, Seton.
Dylan Harper was offered by Kansas, Indiana, Duke, Auburn, and Rutgers.
Yes, Paul.
Here's a story at NJ.com. It's one of the biggest newspaper conglomerates in New Jersey. Prudential Financial, which has two large displays inside Jersey Mike's Arena, by the way, Fritzy's Rutgers Arena name. Prudential Financial, a billion-dollar corporation, is the new NIL partner of Rutgers Sports.
Hmm.
A transformative NIL deal, and that was signed 2 months ago. That explains maybe a little bit of their recruiting class.
Okay. All right. Got a little cash there. Spent it. They got a good recruiting class come in at Rutgers. So maybe there'll be a force in the Big Ten.
Getting a piece of the rock.
Thank you, Todd. Maybe they gave him a building. The Prudential Center. Here you go. Give you a building. Come in and help us at in Piscataway.
Hey, staying home.
Yeah.
Hometown hero. Well,
there's a few. Yeah, at least he's from Jersey. When Michael Beasley went to Kansas State, and then you're like, wait a minute here.
O.J. Mayo going to USC?
Yeah. Well.
No. That raised red flags.
Yeah.
He's from West Virginia/Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. USC sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty great place to go to school, gotta admit.
I don't want to have any disparaging comments, about Kansas State, but that was a little bit of a surprise that Michael Beasley went to K-State.
Huh.
Yeah.
K-State, really?
Yeah.
I might have had a third cousin in the area. I'm not sure. I got to check his mind.
Manhattan, Kansas. And I wonder if they said, hey, how about Manhattan? I'm in.
The big
apple. Yeah. Get to play in the garden.
Yeah.
No. Manhattan, Kansas. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? This won't look awkward. This won't look like, something's up here. You're going to go to Kansas State. Yeah, okay. Poll question, anything else, Seton O'Connor, before we take a break? Charles Barkley will join us.
Well, the lead story, you kind of went there earlier. Game 3 is today, French dip versus a po' boy. That is going to be, I feel bad for a French dip is all I'm saying.
Wow, already calling your shot.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Although this has gone, so far, every day has gone the exact opposite of what I thought it was going to be. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Has the French dip already surrendered?
Oh, wow.
I had to get it in there fast.
Wow.
Get a French surrender.
Yeah, a little white flag. Raise the white flag there.
Warhammer.
Okay, yeah.
Or
Les Mis action.
Oh, okay. Les Miserables.
Twice original cast.
OC.
I did say Les Miserables on Broadway.
Did you see it with...
it was an original cast. I don't think so.
There have been a few stars to come through there.
That is true.
That you've...
Yeah.
Jean-Jacques. What's
his
name?
Yes.
Right?
It is. I think it's Jean-Jacques.
Jean-Jacques Taylor. No, wait.
Who covers the Cowboys?
Yeah, that's different.
No, it wasn't him.
Lay missed out on the original cast. But I'm sure it was a good show.
Thank you, Todd.
Bloop?
No. We've come up with a new one. When it's not a bloop, it's a noop. Noop. Todd. Noop. A noop instead a noop. Of bloop, bloop. It's noop.
Fair enough. All right. Deserve that.
Thank you, Todd.
Oh, Jean Valjean. That's
Jean
it.
Valjean.
I knew it was something like that.
JBJ.
Jean Valjean.
Anne Hathaway.
Wasn't Anne? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I saw Anne Jean Hathaway. Valjean.
She was in that?
Yes.
Wasn't, what's her name from Shameless? Didn't she get her start in that play too?
Emily Rossum?
And Emily Rossum. I think Emily Rossum was like a Broadway actress as a child.
Oh. Okay.
As like a young.
Okay.
But maybe that was Anne Hathaway.
Mm.
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Back after this.
All right, so Charles Barkley will join us coming up. We hope to hear from Sandman so he can clear up this Happy Gilmore 2.
Her name is Emmy Rossum, and it was Phantom of the Opera. That's it.
I did say I saw Phantom of the Opera, original cast.
You did?
On my honeymoon in London, okay?
That's pretty baller.
Was it Michael Crawford? And, that's a walk-off.
That is a walk-off.
Yes, it is. Original cast in London. On my honeymoon. The Phantom of the Opera is there inside your mind.
Sarah Brightman?
Yes.
That's a big deal. I got to admit, that's a big deal.
Okay.
See Michael Crawford, Sarah Brightman. Shout out.
Yes.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yes, Todd.
Did you want to see that, or you were kind of taking one for the team? I know you're cultural and you enjoy the... But we try to impress... Like, I don't want... She wants to see Phantom of the Opera. I'll just take her. That would be a cool thing to take her to something like that, but I have absolutely no interest in Phantom of the Opera.
I didn't even know it was a thing. And then my wife goes, oh my gosh, we should see if we could get in. We got the last two seats. I couldn't stand up, or I'd hit my head where we were. But the last two seats in the building, and... you're on your honeymoon. You're like, yeah, okay.
Partially obstructed view, though, so that was a little tough for him.
Well, he did, too, because his face.
You saved me. You saved me there.
All right, let me take a break, all right? Maybe we restart this show.
What a world.
Yeah, I know. All right, take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright Brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright Brand bacon.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it. I would
no, lose. You can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Charles Barkley set to join us. NBA MVP odds right now. Joker has a huge lead over Luka, and then a distant third is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, when you're covering somebody and you think you've written everything that you can write about them, then you start to look at other candidates. And I thought that that might be the case for Luka. Now, Luka's putting up unbelievable numbers, and it feels like, you know, we're surprised when they don't put up a triple-double, both of these guys. I just thought maybe with Dallas playing a little bit better, that Luka might get a little more love. But the odds right now, Joker considerably a bigger favorite than Luka. Yes, Marv?
Isn't it impossible basically to win the MVP if you're like the 5 or 6 seed?
I don't know the last time that happened.
Maybe Russell Westbrook won the MVP. I think they were the 6 seed. But he did something historic, though, averaging a triple-double the entire season.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Other than that, 1-2 seed, like in your conference, usually you have the best record in the league.
Okay. Well, we should check when's the last time that somebody outside has won the MVP and they were a 4th or 5th or 6th seed. Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, TNT analyst, and former MVP in 1993, joining us on the program. Chuck Wagon, how are you?
I'm great, brother. How you doing?
Doing okay. How's life?
Man, life is good. Just getting ready to finish up this Final Four thing and get back to my NBA gig one more weekend. And it's been a fun tournament as usual. Can anybody beat UConn? It's the big question. I mean, whoa. So that's the only thing we got to worry about this weekend. Can anybody beat UConn?
Better product, the college basketball or the NBA? On the floor, just aesthetically watching.
Well, the NBA has become just a three-point shooting contest every night. It's like, hey, we're just going to go out there. We're going to roll the ball out there and shoot a bunch of threes. If they go in, we're going to win. If they don't go in, we're going to lose. But, you know, the Celtics have been great all year. If you can't be excited about Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and what the Joker are doing, Victor's been coming on really amazing lately. So there's some questions. Is anybody any good other than the Celtics in the East? That's a very fair question. The West is going to be crazy. I know we know because we don't know how those young kids in Minnesota or Oklahoma City are going to react when the bright lights come on. So it's going to be some interesting storylines.
Can Luka win the MVP?
I wouldn't have him above Joker, Anthony Edwards, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I wouldn't have him above those guys. You know, and I would say Anthony Edwards, in my opinion, I would probably give him a slight edge because if they're able to finish with the best record without Karl Anthony Towns, I think that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I wonder about it. I'm looking at the odds in front of me. Joker's a big favorite to win his third MVP.
He should be. He's definitely in the conversation. If they finish with the best record, it's just going to be about your choice. But if you know, you know, after if the Timberwolves are able to finish with the best record in the West, they've been all probably a month without Karl Anthony Towns. If he can keep them afloat, I probably would give him a slight edge. But if they gave the Joker, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Hey, if Oklahoma City finishes with the best record, I might give it to Shea. And I don't even want to leave out Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
But it's going to be one of those four guys. I'd like to say Luka's been playing great also.
I was curious your thoughts on DJ Burns playing in the NBA, given they list him at 6'9". I don't think he's 6'9". But 275. Can you see in today's NBA a place for him?
Well, I don't like to talk bad about college players because, you know, I've been asked that same question about Zach Edey for the last 3 months. And I love both of those kids. I love both of those kids. So I think it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see it. But I've been asked, they just started asking me about DJ Burns in the last 2 weeks. But I've been asked by coaches in the NBA and general managers about Zach Edey, because I have a lot of private conversation with managers, general managers, and coaches when I'm studying all this tape. I tell you what, that damn boy at Tennessee, Dalton Connect, woo! I said, yo, man, y'all better start watching this kid. He put on a show last Saturday, and so did Zach Edey. But like I say, I don't want to answer the question about Edey and Burns because let's let it play out.
Well, I just wonder about that body type. You know, he's like a Zach Randolph. You know, he's not explosive.
Yeah.
Kind of built like Zion, but he's not like Zion. But he's great. Great footwork. He said that he studied Hakeem Olajuwon, his footwork, and really good passer, and knows how to use his body. And
But then you know how they lie about all these college kids. He doesn't look 6'9" to me.
No, he's 6'7".
Yeah. So it's gonna be. We're gonna have to wait and see. To be honest with you, it's a great story. He seems like a great kid, but I can't really until I see. How big he is, I can't really give you an honest opinion.
Well, it's like you did things that were amazing. They wanted to make you a little taller because somebody your size shouldn't have been doing what you were doing. And I remember standing next to you the first time. I'm like, that dude ain't 6'6". That dude ain't 6'5". You were probably 6'4.5".
Yeah, but if you're going to play at a smaller height, you got to be really explosive like myself. A Larry Johnson, Zion. I'm trying to think. Is there anybody I'm missing? But you have to be really, really explosive. You can't play a 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", in my opinion, unless you're really explosive.
Yeah, it's tricky. But, you know, if I would have said, look at Joker and 5 years down the road, he'll be the best player in the game, and you probably would have said, there's no way.
Yeah, but he's different though, Dan. Because number one, he's 7 feet tall. He got feet just like Burns, but he's 7 feet tall. He's a great shooter. He's a great passer. You have to factor all that stuff in. Now, if Burns was 6'10", 6'11", yeah, he could play in the NBA. But you have to factor in all Joker's. Like Joker's, he can shoot the three. He can post up. He's got great feet. He got the whole package. But actually, that's a perfect example. We get so enamored by some of these guys they can run and jump. They don't have any idea how to play basketball. I always say, yeah, he can run and jump. So can a deer. But I would never put a deer in the game.
It's Charles Barkley, Hall of Famer, co-host of King Charles on CNN. Did you watch LSU in Iowa?
I did. I watched both games. I think Connecticut's going to win the championship.
Really?
I really do. I got Connecticut winning the championship, but I watched both games. I actually kept my whole night open because I wanted to watch the game. And obviously, Caitlin was fabulous. It was fun to watch. She put on a show in the biggest moment. And then I watched, shout out to Juju Watkins, man. She is unbelievable. She is going to be the face of basketball for the next however long she stays in college. But, man, there's something about that Connecticut team. They're, to me, they're the favorite in the Final Four.
You're not betting on them, are you?
You know, I didn't bet on those games because I don't really I don't. Yeah, that's a good question, Dan. No, I'm not. No, no.
Wait, I don't want. I don't want to trigger something here, and then all of a sudden.
No. I've actually. I was going to say. I've never bet on a woman's sport. As much as I'm a gambling degenerate, I've actually never bet on a woman's sport. I got to tell you that, and I try to act like, you know, we got enough idiots and fools on television to act like to know everything about every sport. Like, I can't. I didn't watch. I watched more women's college basketball the last 3 weeks than I have all year. So I don't want to get on here like some of these fools on other networks who talk about every sport like they're an expert on every sport. And tell them, Dan, you know what I would tell you? Quit using the damn word expert. There's no such thing as an expert. It's just somebody's opinion. I hate when these guys say, well, he's an expert. No, he's not. It's just some fool giving his opinion.
Have you been approached about doing a gambling show?
I have not, but you know, I'm a FanDuel guy. I've enjoyed working with FanDuel. They've been great to work with. Me and Kenny both have endorsements with FanDuel. It's going to be interesting, man. Oh, Dan, I'm so glad you asked that question. Cause there's some people on television who've been really bugging me lately. I mean, seriously, I'm going to be serious. I don't like being serious, but I'm going to be serious.
Okay.
Okay, guys. These guys out here making up excuses, talking about the NFL, the NBA, we're in bed with all the gambling sites. 100% true. 100% true. Under no circumstance, as a player, should you talk to your friends about gambling, shade points, good or bad, prop bets as a player. You can never, ever, ever entertain betting on your own, influence the outcome of a game. That, like I say, don't make excuses, man. Hey, sports gambling is a big thing. It's going to be there no matter what. But as a player, and I'm talking just to the players, under no circumstances can you get yourself in a situation where you are involved with gambling at a point where you can fix a game, beat some type of stupid prop bet. Guys, I'm just telling you, don't ever do that because you're going to get banned for life if you do that, period.
Yeah, it feels like it's commonplace now, Chuck, and I've mentioned this a couple of times. Now, if you're not betting, there's something wrong with you. I mean, everybody is involved. I'm not talking players. I'm talking about fans that, If you didn't have a bet on the Super Bowl, then you were probably in the minority.
Yeah, you know, Dan, first of all, you know, I never try to fake who I am. I'm a gambling guy. I love it. I never understand the prop bet stuff. Like, and I never bet halftime or anything like that. Because I always tell people, if you bet at halftime, you're just chasing. You're either going to break even or lose twice. I make my bet before the game, and whatever happens, happens. And I would never bet on a prop bet. But like I say, man, I love to gamble. I don't begrudge anybody who like to do it. But, man, I think it has gotten out of hand. I knew it got out of hand last year with LeBron. I was watching a show when LeBron was getting ready to pass Kareem. They're like, you can bet, well, LeBron. They're like, well, he's going to make it on a free throw, a layup, a dunk, or a three-point shot. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I says, you can actually do that. And it was crazy that you could do that. And that's when you know, like, yo, man, if you're going to sit around and try to guess when LeBron's going to break Kareem record on what kind of shot he's going to do it on, you need to have your head checked and examined.
Well, I'm worried about the college prop bets because these kids are going to face, you know, they're going to be angry bettors out there. And I think that
they're just stupid. I'm not going to bet on no damn college kid because, you know, college kids, they're all good, solid players. But the notion that, you know, what a college player is going to I got like friends who bet on preseason football, which is the stupidest thing in the history of civilization. I said, wait a minute, you don't even know who's going to play. Most of those guys going to be like waiters and bartenders in like 2 months. I'm not going to bet on a preseason football game.
Well, I got prop bets here on DJ Burns over under. You know, 15.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. I mean,
well, I tell you what, I think he's going to have a tough time against Zach Edey. Because if you notice, you go back and look at those games, you see how he bumps those little skinny-ass guys from Duke?
Yeah.
When he bumps Zach Edey ain't going to move. So, you know, I'm telling you, that's why I was asking your question, didn't want to answer your question. Like, Zach Edey, like, when he was hitting those little dudes from Duke, they little light in the cakes, they were just flying off his body. When he bumped into Zach Edey ain't going to move. That's why I think he's really going to have a tough time against Purdue, because that little thing he was doing against Duke is not going to work against Zach, because he's just so physically imposing.
Being an Auburn guy, can you root for Alabama?
Hell no. Okay. Under no circumstances can I root for them. Hey, give them credit. Give them credit. Coach Oat and the Sears young kid and Pringle, they've done a fabulous job. The young kid Nelson, the young kid Nelson shocked me in the game. Man, he got some handle and everything. But under no circumstances could I root for Alabama.
If you had Steph Curry versus Caitlin Clark in a three-point shooting contest?
I was very impressed with Sabrina. I was very impressed with Sabrina, how she handled the moment. NBA All-Star Weekend, because I was like, this is going to be interesting for me to watch, because she's a great, great shooter. Same with Caitlin, but that's probably the biggest thing she's ever done in her life. So, but she stood up and stood out. She was unbelievable. And I saw what Caitlin did the other night in the moment when the biggest game in her life was there. So I think it'd be a great thing.
Well, I can see Sabrina and Caitlin versus Steph and Clay.
That'd be a good one. Listen, man, I got to give these girls, these women, so much credit. You know, what Caitlin, Angel Reese, Juju, Paige Beckers, what Dawn Staley and Gino Auriemma have brought to the table. You got to count the coaches, too.
Yeah.
Because Gino and Dawn, they're amazed at what they've accomplished. But this has been the last 2 years, man. It's been a really good time for women's college basketball. I mean, it's been incredible. Now, the toughest thing they're going to have to do is, what are they going to do going forward? Because Caitlin is a once-in-a-lifetime attraction. And she's going to go on and bring a lot of eyeballs to the WNBA. But she's a bright light, man. You know, I want to see her play in person this year, but I couldn't get to Iowa. But just in the middle of nowhere, I was trying to work it in my schedule. You know, I fly every week between New York.
Don't you have a private jet?
Hell no.
You have. Man, you don't have access to a private jet?
You know how expensive those things are?
Yeah.
Every time one of those bad boys takes off, it's like $25,000 one way. That's crazy. I've done it before.
You've got that money.
Yeah, but I want to keep it. I don't want to be broke again.
Yeah. Were you broke?
Oh, growing up, I was broke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I spent a long – well, in fairness, I was broke after 4 years in the NBA because my first agent stole all my money. I don't want to mention his name. His name was Lance Lesnick. He stole all my damn money. And let me tell you something, Dan. If I ever see him again – I'm going to beat him to a pulp. If I ever see that dude again, I'm going to beat him to a pulp. Because he's never apologized. Now, if he had apologized, it's probably 40 years ago. If he had about 38, 39, he never apologized for stealing all my money. And if I saw him today, I'd beat the hell out of him.
He got fined $5,000 for stealing your money.
You know, the only good thing about it, Dan, I wasn't making any money.
You know what? You should fire up the Barkley blimp and then take that to go see Caitlin Clark. You could have done that.
Well, that was very nice of Capital One to give me a blimp. I'm getting, you know, it's so funny. I'm getting texts from people saying it's over certain cities. So I guess it's got to get to Arizona. I don't get to Arizona till the end of the week because I'm in New York to do King Charles tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting to Arizona till the weekend. So I don't. Hopefully I'll get to see the blimp by the end of the week.
I was in Cleveland for the Final Four. That's not very far.
Yeah, but I got stuff to do.
Oh, okay.
I got the Final Four. I got King Charles. Right. I got the Final Four. But I want to see her play in person. Because what she's done for the women's game has been incredible, man. When I talked about Gino and Don, I don't want to leave Coach Mulkey out. What she's done for college basketball has been amazing also. So, the coach at Iowa is Bluter.
Lisa Bluter.
She's done an amazing job. So shout out to all those women, man. It's been great to watch.
You look like you're 40 years of age.
Well, you know, Dan, I'm down 65 pounds, man, thanks to Manjaro. And I got another fit. I'm going to get to, because, you know, I got really fat. I was a fat ass. I was up to 355.
Dang.
And I'm down to 285. I'm going to get to 270. So when I get to 270, I'll be really good to go. I don't have to worry about dropping dead. As my doctor said, ain't no fat old people, Dan. Ain't no
Have fun this weekend. Thank you, Charles.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Y'all be safe.
Play of the Day is up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Brother, left side, got it!
Check this out.
Suter comes set in the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a drive. Well hit up the alley right center field, and it is gone. A grand slam. 3 for number 3 is Bryce Harper with his third home run of the night.
Bryce Harper came into last night's game 0-for-11, hit 2 solo home runs and a grand slam, driving in 6 runs in the Phillies' 9-4 win. Courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network, Play of the Day, brought to you by Meguiar's new hybrid ceramic wash and wax in a bucket or a foam cannon. Boost protection with extreme water beating technology. The next time you wash your car, truck, Meguiar's, reflect your passion. I'm looking at some numbers here of MVPs who were not the first or second seed in their conference. Since the merger, that was 1976, only eight players have won the MVP for a team outside of the top two in their respective conferences. No players won an MVP for a team seeded seventh or worse. Only three players, Jokic, Westbrook, and Karl Malone, have won an MVP for a team that finished as the number six seed in its conference.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
And then Westbrook, when he won in Oklahoma City with a triple-double, he averaged 31-10-10. And I guess they looked at this and said that without Westbrook, Oklahoma City would have likely been a bottom-of-the-barrel team in the standings. The triple-double doesn't mean it as much now because it's almost commonplace. Every night somebody's doing it. You've got guys who are doing it at least 20 times. You have Jokic, who's been able to do it, and Luka's been able to do it. Sabonis has been able to do it. And they're doing it over 20 times in a season. And Luka's close to averaging a triple-double, and so is Jokic here. But I'm looking at the odds. I'm surprised that the Joker is that much ahead of Luka when it comes to the MVP. Then the distant third is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Tom in North Carolina. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, just an honorable mention about the sandwiches. What about the Elvis's favorite peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwich? Just an honorable mention for that one.
Okay.
And we're talking about Caitlin Clark. She's the main subject this week. Is it set in stone that she's going to go to the WNBA? But she's got a lot of options.
Yeah, she's going. Yeah, she's going. She's not going to play in the Big Three, the three-on-three league. She's going to go to the WNBA, and then she'll play for Team USA at the Olympics. We did talk to her about this last year, and we talked to her coach yesterday about this, and that there was some discussion. She's still going to have endorsements when she goes to the WNBA. You know, people think, oh, you're going to take a pay cut. No, she can still represent those companies, but she's going to be in the WNBA. Now, the biggest question is, how does the WNBA monetize, capitalize on this momentum that you have? 1 hour in the books, two more to go. More phone calls coming up as well. The gang's all here. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.